Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. David is with us in Illinois. Welcome, David.
How you doing? I hear you have internet problems again today.
Well, it wasn't. Today we can't blame it on CenturyLink or CenturyTel. This was actually, and nobody could believe it in the family. I went into the kitchen during the break and I said, it wasn't us this time. And, it was a hardware failure, with the digital, communications piece at GCN. So we reprogrammed our unit here, with Jason's help to connect to another piece of equipment at GCN, and we got it running. So, and that's another thing. So where do all these parts come from that is going to... China.
Yeah,
that's where everything. The replacement parts are going to come from to fix the broken piece at GCN side this time. And and just as an aside, class, here's what I've been doing for years, and I suggest you consider doing the same. So if you have a television or a monitor or a computer and you just hit that little soft-touch button that shuts it, powers down that monitor or television or whatever it is, it's not off. It's just sort of off, maybe 99% off, but 1% on. So what I have is a surge protector or a power strip attached to every single piece of equipment here at the farmhouse. And when I want to power it down, I push the switch to the off position for the power strip or the surge protector, and it's off. So what that means is I'm not wearing out the power supply and the associated capacitors and other components in those devices because they're literally off. They're not connected to an electrical source because the power strip shuts off the electricity to the monitors and the computers and the stereo and everything else. So I suggest you consider doing that. We can talk more about that on Friday. I'll be talking about my book on Friday. David, you had some thoughts.
Yeah, I have to try to watch you on Friday because I'll make a comment about that, what you just mentioned right there. It's a great idea. It saved you a lot of electricity. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were bringing up pasta earlier. I, in buying supplies, I listened to you quite a while ago when Gwyneth brought up powdered products and milk, and I totally forgot that they had that. And Dr. Shealy recommended the whey proteins. I've been purchasing that every time I'm out. So I have shelves of this stuff, and it's a great thing to do. But I tried some of the other pastas at your Chinese factory outlet because they were all being purchased, I guess. The shelves are going empty. So normally I do the gluten-free stuff for Dee first. I make sure I have plenty of supplies for her first. So I tried some of the other stuff. I recommend people try it when they get it if they never have. I've tried that. I don't know what it was, if it was because it was the last in the bunch. But I tried a couple boxes, and I felt like I had food poisoning.
you tried just a couple of boxes of what?
Protein. I mean, pasta. Pasta. And it was the last ones of the box, the last ones on the shelf, so I had to reach back. So it could have been there for a while, and I grabbed a bunch of it. Because honestly, if you're doing on a budget, gluten-free pasta is quite a bit more expensive than standard pasta. But like I said, I don't care about the cost when it comes to her. She definitely cannot have those products. for me, I don't care. So I figured, okay, I'm going to back up this. I can get a lot more for me. I don't really, doesn't matter. So I tried some, and I'm the one that wants to see it. Okay, is it just this box, or was it just something I contacted with? So I tried it again, and I tried it one more time. Couldn't deal with that no more.
David, I have a comment, and I'd like to hear Dr. Mm-hmm. Shealy's thoughts on this. Okay, so public school systems, several times during the year, they will spray insecticide in the classrooms, aerosolize it for lice and, you know, bugs that the children bring in, okay? And so sometimes the children will come in with short sleeves or sleeveless tops for the girls in the warm weather, and they'll rub their arms on the desks, which have received, you know, this mist of insecticide, and there will be violent reactions. That's one thing. So if you carry that thought over to what you're talking about, and if you got the last box might have been the last box for a couple months. It might have been back there. You know, we don't really know at this point. So if that's the case, and the stores have some kind of an insecticide spraying that you don't even know about, maybe your box got 1, 2, 3, 4 doses, and maybe you got the extra, you know, the extra amount of insecticide in the last box. So what I try to do is I try to get the boxes out of the middle if I'm just going to buy 1 or 2 boxes. Otherwise, we buy the whole case, and I try to buy sealed cases. So, and the freshest. And I look at the dates. And if I buy jars of anything, I look at the dates, because sometimes the ones out front, if they load from the back, sometimes the ones out front are the oldest. And if I have a choice between the oldest and newest, I probably want the newest. You know, the one that has the longest expiration date, you know, farther out. So those are a couple of thoughts. Dr. Shealy, have you had any experience?
An extremely important thing. And although we know, I have been told, that with most supplements, they're good for maybe a year or two beyond the expiration date. Officially, you know, they are safe. My big question with canned foods and packaged foods is, how long are they good beyond the expiration date? I don't know.
I can give you a rule of thumb. I can give you a rule of thumb. We have experimented with it. In jars, pasta sauce, if it does not have meat and it does not have cheese, just a plain old tomato pasta sauce, will probably keep 4, possibly 5 years. If you keep it dark, and if you keep it at relatively the same temperature. So if you have a basement and you have a little room in your basement that stays about the same temperature, it will last longer than if the temperature increases and decreases. Okay, that's one thing. Another thing is pasta sauce in cans, tomato products, because of the acidity, it will eat the liner of the can. So it will not last as long in a can as it will in a glass jar. Now, the glass jars are being replaced with plastic. I don't know the answer as to how long these plastic jars will last as compared to the glass jars. But 4 or 5 years for pasta sauce. So if you buy it today, it should last 4 or 5 years if it is in glass.
Now, I make my own pasta sauce and can it myself. Mm-hmm. And I have frequently used 8-year-old canned pasta sauce, bell peppers and things, and tomato sauce, that sort of thing. Once I've canned it at home and keep it in my basement, I know it's still good at least 8 years later.
That's correct. I believe that's correct, because we have, and I've experimented with this. I've got popcorn packed in nitrogen. 20 years, it's still good. I know that pasta sauce, commercial pasta sauce from 2013, is right on the edge. It's right on the edge of not being good. 2015, sort of on the edge. Newer than that is fine. And I found out that you can keep pasta in the original box, you know, with the little plastic window on the box so you can see the kind of pasta that's in there, 5 years. 5 years in just the original container, not packed with anything. If you have it in a dehumidified area, and if the temperature is relatively constant and cool and dark. And that was a surprise to me. I didn't think that it would keep that long. So products, cans with tomato ingredients will not keep as long as if they don't have tomato ingredients. Now, I've been told that coffee will not keep very long. I can say that is absolutely not the case. It will keep years, years, because I just opened a can of coffee that was packed in 2013 as an experiment just recently, and it was in a steel can with one of those aluminum-type peel-away lids. And it still had the vacuum, and it tastes just as good as I would have expected it to be. Didn't smell bad, didn't look bad, didn't have any hairy growth on it. It was perfect. So,
hairy growth.
Now,
David, your thoughts?
I'll mention about the coffee in a minute, but the pasta. I never thought about it being maybe some of these people now don't know how to rotate when they're restocking shelves. I didn't consider that or something being on it. Because, like I said, I tried the other boxes. So I didn't just rely on one box being something wrong with it. In each one, I did my research on three boxes. That was enough for me.
David, here's what I do.
Yes.
So we have when we buy the cases, and we typically buy a case at a time, at least. And so let's say it's baked beans. We will take a Sharpie marker and we'll write 2020 on it. Okay? That is when we bought it. Now, it's also marked on the cans or the jars or whatever it happens to be. But we write 2020 on it. And when we buy the can, if we go to Aldi, we will get an extra lid for that case. So we keep an extra lid on there to keep the dust off. Okay, and you can easily stack case on top of case on top of case with whatever you have. But you're right, you need to, when you buy, get the farthest out, best used by date, and keep them cool and dry and mark when you bought them so that you have a rough idea of how old they are. And then you need to rotate your stock. Take the oldest out first. And check every single can for pressure. If it has pressure in it, don't eat it. Okay, you want to hear the vacuum when you open that can. Please continue.
Yes, when I was 12, I worked in the grocery store, and they taught me all. I was surprised that stuff didn't come prepackaged, pre-made. It was very educational for me back then. I just bought some coffee, but I couldn't find any in the metal containers. They were just in the plastic. And I wanted to see when I broke that seal, like you were explaining, about nothing. There was no air pressure, no nothing. So I suggest if you can find it in a metal can, you're better off, or glass. I mean, okay. With your other products, glass or metal.
Here's what you do, glass. So you want to find a steel can. Now, some cans look like they're steel, but if you squeeze them a little bit, you'll find out they crush because they're made out of cardboard with an aluminized inner liner. So that's not going to work too well. So what you really want to do is find a steel can. So you look at the bottom of the can, you'll see if it's steel. If it is, you'll feel the sides, and if it won't crush, it probably is steel. And then you peel off that plastic lid, the resealable lid, and you see if there is a concave shape to it. If there is, there's a vacuum there. That's what you want. Now, it's getting harder to find all steel cans. There is one company that packages it. It's called Farmer's Coffee, and it has the name Cane, C-A-I-N-E or C-A-I-N-S, one of those two spellings. And that's all steel, and that's available at Sam's Club. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And class, if you'd like to contact Dr. Shealy's office in Springfield, Missouri, that number is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221, and normshealy.com on the internet, normshealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y, .com, and that's where you can get your vitamins and minerals and supplements. You can get them online and shipped directly to you. Dr. Shealy and David. David, do you have any other questions for Dr. Shealy?
I had a minute ago, but now I've heard. One other question real quick before I'll let you go. Somebody else may be able to want to talk. Too bad you didn't live closer. You needed a LCD. I still have a 37-inch LCD monitor. It is not a tuner in it. And it is, I bought it when I was doing computer work before. When I got the word, they were putting cameras and everything from my dad. Mm-hmm. So it's been sitting on the shelf. probably had 20 hours of work use in it, and it's got every connector you can possibly have, and you could split the screens and everything.
Wow.
You live closer, I'd have gave it to you.
Well, I appreciate that. I would have bought it from you, but I've got one now. I had a question for Dr. Shealy about, I heard a commercial, and it said, drug addiction is a disease. Dr. Shealy, is drug addiction a disease?
Well, of course. I mean, it's no different from depression and anxiety. I mean, those are the prime reason that people get drug addicted is, and that's most often mood drugs or opioids, is depression and anxiety. And that is definitely a disease.
Okay. Okay. How about this, Dr. Shilley? Do you have a favorite breed of chicken that you like to raise, or do you have several?
Well, I like the Rhode Island Reds, personally.
Okay.
I don't know why. I like brown eggs, I guess, among others.
And that was another question that I had. So when we first, you know, we were like most people back in the 70s. We thought eggs were white, and we thought yolks were like a light yellow. And once we started raising chickens, oh, geez, it's got to be 30 years ago, we noticed that eggs come out brown. And brown eggs, I mean, some people look at them and go, no way, absolutely no way am I going to have a brown egg. Because they've been conned or convinced into believing that eggs are white. And so we started eating these brown eggs. And when the brown eggs, when you crack a brown egg, the yolk is darker, way darker than with one of these anemic-looking white egg yolks. Dr. Shilley, is there a difference between your Rhode Island Red eggs, our Rhode Island Red eggs, that are brown in color and have darker yolks? Is there a health benefit to
a brown? I believe there is. Now, again, I have no scientific proof of that, but I'm going to look it up.
Okay, next question, Dr. Shilley. What is your preferred method of cooking an egg or eating egg? What do you... So if you've got a dozen eggs from your chickens and you're going to have one, let's say, for breakfast, what do you do with it?
Well, I like it sunny side up. Mm-hmm. I like it coddled or soft-boiled. Mm-hmm. All of those okay. In which you don't actually, get the yolk totally hardened.
Okay. I'm not quite there yet. So what I do is I take a round cast iron skillet, and this has a rim probably a quarter of an inch high, so it's almost a flat piece of cast iron with a handle. It's maybe 50 to 100 years old, and I put some avocado oil on there, and I heat it gently, and I take an egg, and I add some milk to it, and I stir it up to make the milk uniform with the egg and the yolk. And then I pour it onto the warm skillet. And then I make sure it covers the entire skillet. And the skillet must be about 10 inches across. And so it's really thin. It's about, maybe a 16th of an inch thick. And put a little pepper on there when it's done. And that's what I do. Do you think maybe I'm cooking that too much?
I doubt it. You know, I don't know. I do believe that the fat of the egg is somewhat healthier when it's not cooked hard.
Okay. We'll be right back with Dr. Shilley. David,
hi,
and I've got
Peter
a call.
Peter McCarver for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Asian and European markets plunging overnight, and now Wall Street's doing the same. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by nearly 1,000 points at times in early trading because of global market fears over a spike in coronavirus cases.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders just releasing a plan this morning about how he would cover child care through the age of three. On last night's 60 Minutes on CBS, he was questioned about a wide range of issues by Anderson Cooper.
Is America great? In many ways, we are. In some ways, very significant ways, we're not. We're not great when half of our people today are living paycheck to paycheck. When 500,000 people tonight are going to be sleeping out on the streets, including 30,000 veterans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. We've got Dean on hold the longest, and then Kyle. Welcome, Dean.
Hello, I'm on the air.
You are?
Yes. Okay, yes. Hello. I got a question with Dr. Shealy. I have over and over burping, and it goes away sometimes, and it comes back, and it's very annoying.
Does it occur at any particular time of day?
No, it can be.
Is it worse after a meal?
No. Hey, I could wake up with it. Just drinking water in the morning and go to bed with it.
Well, something is not right in your stomach digestive system.
Yeah.
I don't know unequivocally what it is, but it suggests that you are having difficulty with hydrochloric acid and or even pancreas enzymes.
Yeah, I've been taking, started taking digestive enzymes again.
And does that help at all?
Not really.
Right.
It's like mostly helps. I don't know if certain foods I'm eating is doing it or what. I mean, I probably got a hiatal hernia. Probably got that, and I probably swallow too much air, probably, too, when I eat. I don't have very many molars. So I'm missing some of my molars, but I probably don't chew well. So it could be some of the stuff I'm putting on my food, like curry, be doing causing problems, too. I use a lot of curry powder on my eggs in the morning.
Curry shouldn't do it, but...
It's got a lot of turmeric in it. That's the reason I'm using it.
Right. Basically, I honestly believe you need an analysis of your gastric secretions.
I've had, oh, really? I've had colonoscopies. I've had MRI, what do you call it? They couldn't really tell.
You have to put a tube into the stomach to check the gas. You know, you have to swallow a tube.
Yeah, I did that a while back. It's been a while.
And they said it was okay?
I believe so, yeah. That's because it's been several years. I'm in the hurry to have any of this stuff done again, especially colonoscopy.
Right.
Away again. Yeah.
I would suggest you try, just for a while, limonene. Limonene is an extract of orange peel.
Mm-hmm.
It is excellent for heartburn, but I think it helps you digest your food better. I think it's safe. So 500 milligrams of limonene, maybe 2 to 3 times a day. And if it makes a big difference, then that's worth continuing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I probably overeat, too. You know what I mean? I eat probably too much at one time. I eat all day long.
Well, then, yeah, then now you must wait, in my opinion, a minimum of 4 hours between meals.
I know, but I just keep snacking all day long.
Well, stop.
I'm not overweight. I was underweight for a while. I think I've gained some of my weight back, which I'm glad. I feel...
But eating frequently is going to interfere because your stomach doesn't have time to rest between meals.
Yeah, I've heard that on some of the programs I listen to, too. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Minimum of four hours. I'm playing a broken record.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so this lima mean, is that something?
Find it at any health food store or online.
Uh-huh.
Limonene, L-I-M-O-N-E-N-E.
So is it made from, like, limes and lemons? Is that what I was going to say?
Orange peel, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's what I meant, something in the citrus family. Okay, well, I appreciate it. Oh, and my favorite type of chicken is the bar rockers. They're gorgeous. Every little feather, when it goes together, if you would ruffle them, they go together, they form that beautiful pattern, and they are gorgeous. That's my favorite chicken.
Gene, I've got... before you go away, I have a question for you. You knew I was going to ask this, right?
About the sugar? No,
well, sugar is poison.
Yeah, I know. I don't eat a lot of it, but still, my sweet stuff. My favorite things, but I do, when I make them, I do put a whole lot less, and I don't use the confined, you know, the, we call it the white sugar. I use the, you know, the organic brown sugar.
Kick it out of your house.
I know, but it's so addictive. Whatever.
Your name is Gene, right, with a J,
yes.
Or is it D?
J.
Gene, okay. On the call screen it says Dean, so I thought it was Gene. Okay, so Gene, the last time we talked, which was probably 3 months ago, we gave you some homework, and that homework was to cut out sugar and maybe some soda. Remember that?
I don't
that?
Think soda.
Okay, so it was just sugar.
My choice is water.
Yeah, but, okay,
water
so we talked about candy, right?
Yeah.
So how are we doing?
It's about the same.
I'm going to have to, if I ever get called to testify, I'm going to have to come to your class on how to testify.
So, you gotta tell the truth about that.
Yeah, sort of. You're just kind of avoiding it. So you're still eating sweets, right?
Yeah, but not a whole lot. I mean, I try to keep it out in the garage so I don't get it as much.
I'll tell you how you can stop it. I mean, cold.
Stop buying it.
You read my mind.
Common sense.
Yeah, just don't buy it.
I know.
Don't go through that.
How to wean yourself also. get yourself some Gymnema capsules. Open it, just put a few grains of the powder on your tongue. You will not be able to taste anything sweet for 3 to 4 hours. Do that 2 or 3 times a day, and it'll help you lose your craving for sugar.
Yeah. Is it called Gymnema with a J?
Gymnema. G-Y-M-N-E-M-A.
Okay, well, I'll listen to the podcast again. Get the spell.
You might need to. I'm teasing now. Yeah. You understand? If you suck the whole capsule, it'll be great.
Just a few grains.
I would only use a few grains. That's all it takes to block your taste of sugar.
So, Gene, really, do your best to get off the sweets. It's just flat out no good.
I understand about doing all my vegetables and fruits, so, you know.
There you go.
I eat plenty of those, so I eat both. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. And we look forward to your next call to hear how you've done kicking the sugar habit.
Well,
yeah. So let's do it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was just going to chime in on the over-easy eggs. Dr. Sheely, that's just the way I love mine, and I always have since I was a little bitty kid.
Carl, that's probably just as good. The problem for me is if I over-easy, I don't know how quickly to take them out. But when they're over-easy, the yolk is still liquid, and that's good.
Yeah, right. I was going to chime in on the chickens. We tend to want to have as small a chicken as possible and lay as large of an egg as possible. And the one we've landed on is kind of a hybrid. It's called a Red Star. But I will say this. I've known friends of mine that lived way in northern Alaska. And where it gets 50 below zero, and this is no joke. And they had the barred rock chickens, like Gene was talking about, at 50 below zero. And when it would get wintertime, of course, they stopped laying. But they would fill up, take about 2 feet of straw, and fill up the bottom of the chicken coop. And those chickens would burrow down into that at 50 below zero and survive without heat, because these people lived off the grid completely, and they heated their house with wood and had oil lamps. So they're extremely hardy. They do what we try to do is get chickens, though, that it's kind of the cross between, you know, in the warmer climates, I agree with you very much. The Rhode Island Red is the standby, and it doesn't get that cold there and stay cold for super long times. They are a great breed to sit on eggs, you know, and hatch. The one other one that is even better, that still has an incredible hatching instinct, if you're going to try to have eggs, have your own eggs and your own chicks, you know, hatch from them, is the Buff Orpington. They are excellent chickens. We keep a couple of them, even though we run the Red Star for egg production, because they lay like crazy for about 2 years, real heavy. I mean, even through the winter. But the ones that really want to nest and hatch eggs are the Buff Orpingtons. We keep a couple of them for that reason. But
Kyle,
how do
different breeds of chickens get along? Because we had some barred rock and we had some cinnamon queens, and they knew who they were and they would hang out together, but they didn't really like each other that much. Do you find the same thing?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we have never had that problem, Vince. I've got a few Black Star that we got this year, and Red Star, and then we've got the Buff Orpington, and I have, they sent us, when we ordered chickens, a great big barred rock male, and a Black Star male, roosters. And, you know, we don't have any trouble with that at all. I haven't had any trouble with that.
Okay.
That's strange. In fact, that's the first time I've ever even heard of that.
Have you ever had the chickens not getting along with each other? We
I have not. I've had white chickens and red chickens getting along well.
Maybe there. Maybe it's a political thing. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you got some gay chickens there, and nobody wants to be around them there, man. Yeah, now the roosters are another story. You know, you can have the same breed of rooster, and they're gonna fight for dominance no matter what. But anyway, I don't know. You get those transgender chickens, and nobody wants to be around them.
I've been saying, don't feed the homos.
Yeah. Hey, on another quick note, Vince, I've got to head out of here, but I wanted to, on another quick note for everybody, a friend of mine picked up a little Kel-Tec sub-2000 9mm, takes Glock mags, 9mm semi-automatic rifle, and I am telling you, what a sweet gun. I've never shot one before, but I mean, we had fun. And it did not jam fast as we could pull the trigger. It's not super accurate, but the thing only weighs like 4.5 pounds. It's really amazing.
Here's what I found.
Throw out there. In case you need to shoot any gay chickens, that'll really work well.
I went to a show with our son over the weekend, RK show in Lebanon, Missouri. I could not believe the prices, how low the prices of new handguns has fallen. I can't believe how low they are compared to several years ago. Now, the price of the older used guns, you know, the quality, the Winchesters and so forth, they're still commanding higher prices. But new guns, I couldn't believe how inexpensive new handguns are. Not that I want a gun, but that's what I said. Have you seen the same thing?
This is not a handgun. This is actually a little rifle.
But, I understand. When I'm talking about handguns, have you noticed the price of new equipment, factory fresh, is less expensive than you would expect? That's what I'm saying.
Well, it is, and it's kind of blowing my mind that, you buy Glocks and Springfield Armories and some of those, the 1911s are holding their value really well.
Right.
I mean, for used, you're paying almost as much as what they cost brand new.
Right, or more, in some cases, or more.
Right. Yep.
Kyle, thanks so much for being with us. Georgia, New Hampshire, you're up next. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George will be with you in just a second. Dr. Shealy, I got a call this morning from a guy who's 60 years old, and he said all of a sudden he got hot. He's in great health. Otherwise, he got hot, he got dizzy, and he fell down. And here's a guy who has great balance, hasn't had any problems. His health has been extraordinary. Any thoughts on what that might have been? And today he's okay. So it happened like a day ago.
Well, I would say he needs a very careful evaluation of his metabolic profile and his hemoglobin A1C.
Okay, hemoglobin A1C.
Yeah.
You know, thoughts on what this might be?
I'm sorry?
Any thoughts of what this might be?
No. I would want to look at thyroid function and possible prediabetes, but it does need a medical evaluation.
Okay. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Hey, Cousin Ben, and hello, hey. Dr. Shealy. I have a very important question to ask you before we get into it. Are you blessed? I had to say that. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Every day of my life.
Too many people are blissfully unaware, though, I guess, right?
not blissful.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out two things quick. If you store olive oil, and if you're going to buy it, get the cold-pressed olive oil because it's a way of extracting the oils from the olives that doesn't destroy the nutrients in the actual olives.
Yeah.
And, and what I found worked good, and I'm sure Vincent can concur, I can't speak for you, Dr. Shealy, but having come from my mother's side, an Italian childhood, they would get the big cans, gallon cans of olive oil. And I happened to have tucked one way away in a corner in a metal cabinet. And it was supposed to best be used by 2014. Well, I found it last year. And I used it, and I found because it was kept cool and dry environment, it was like whatever it was like 5 years later out of date. There was no rancidity; it hadn't gone bad, nothing. And I just wanted to put that out there, too, that I'm noticing that with many products, even if it's 6 months before the expiration date, it's going bad sooner rather than later. And one other thing I'd like to just throw out is penicillin. I got it from a fairly reliable source that a lot of it's being made in India now, and I've heard there's complications in terms of a lot of side effects and makes them feel sick to their stomachs. And they said that there's a firm in Romania that's making, and Romania they have that's domestically, I don't think they make penicillin here anymore. Is that correct, Dr. Shealy?
I think so.
Yeah, that's, I think it was made in upstate New York, and then they transferred the operation over to China. But he said when he...
Well, they need to go bankrupt, in my opinion. Every business that put its business in China, it's making in China, should go bankrupt immediately.
Well, I agree with you. It's like a monster Hong Kong. You know what I mean? That.
Yeah.
But like I said, we've been sold out and sold down the river, and we're on a train that's on a quiet. Vincent, what do you think about that with the olive oil, though, just aside?
Well, here's what I found. My grandmother used to get it in those cans that you're talking about, and she would open them with a can opener and then decant them into, you know, glass containers. And that's what I remember. I remember salads with extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of salt, a little bit of vinegar, and it was just as good as it gets. And that, yes, that's what I remember. And if there was any cooking to be done, it was done with olive oil. It wasn't done with these other synthetic substitutes. It wasn't done with that. It was done with olive oil. And we've carried on that tradition. But here's what I found. I found that we have bought extra virgin cold press olive oil at Sam's Club for years. And it comes in a plastic container. And I make sure that the cap is screwed on really tightly. And I've kept them cold and dark for years. And they do not go rancid. That's been my experience so far. Now, I can't say it's going to continue, because maybe manufacturing techniques are changing. But as far as I'm concerned, it's lasted way longer than they say it will. But the temperature that we keep it is cool, and it's dark, and it doesn't get moved until we use it. So that's my experience. So I believe you're absolutely right. And I wish we could buy it in cans, but I don't see it anywhere around here in cans.
Yeah, I think the further away you get from a coast, the harder it is to find certain items, like from either Italy or wherever. But nowadays, I notice that the olive oil is a combination from Greece, Tunisia, Italy, and probably three or four other nations. So
that's right. That's right. It's very difficult to find just Italian olive oil, extra virgin cold press.
Well, they also say that, I heard this one time, that the stuff they use in Italy, in comparison to what we use here, the stuff we use here is like water.
It was much, much stronger, as I remember it. And the American palate probably doesn't like the very strong, you know, extra virgin olive oil. And I believe you're absolutely right. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
I agree. Extra olive is the best in cold press.
And it's almost impossible to find it right just from Italy. And there was an olive blight that killed 500-year-old olive trees, 300-year-old olive trees, as I remember. And it's going to take a long time to replace them. George, thanks so much for being with us.
Right.
Dr. Shealy.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for spending your time with us. We'll see you next week.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.